It's a tikkun olam that either they shouldn't go and rob the svarim. If they're still to make a good business, they'll go and rob svarim. So not to give them a good business, we don't make the tziba pay more money than it's really worth. All right, turn over. So Mara says, Oh male Rav Budya, Rav Ashi, yes, Rakadei Demeyim, who do yein loichin? You don't pay more money than it's worth. But Habechdei Demeyim, the value of the sefer, loichin, you are allowed to buy it off a guy. If so, Shramini, you have a proof from here that sefer Torah shinim to be allowed to have him. If you find the sefer Torah by a guy, current boy, you're allowed to use it and read from it. Because other, we'll soon see, otherwise there's a svara, maybe the guy wrote it, l'shem avodah zarah, and it's toyin sreifa, you have to burn it. So here they're telling me, we're allowed to buy it back from them, mashmo, we're allowed to use it. So Mora says, no, dil malignos, maybe the pshat is you have to buy it back, but we'll have to bury it. Because we'll have a suffix. If this sefer was a sefer that the guy himself wrote, and then we can't use it, or maybe it was a sefer that he got from a Jew, so therefore, minas suffix is also to buy it off him, but be gone with it. But you don't have a raya that you're allowed to use it. Omer of Nachman says, Naktinim we hold like this. Naktinim we hold that Sefer Torah, Shekosvu Min, if a Min writes a Sefer Torah, that's like a Galach, Rashi says that's Odik Davros Chavim, to my Kaimer, somebody that's really in the Avodah Zorah. So if such a person like that writes a Sefer Torah as Yisorah, you have to burn it, because he for sure wrote with a Shem Avodah Zorah, and you have to burn the Sefer Torah. If a regular stomach guy wrote it, yignois, then we have to just be gone as it, bury it. Because we have a suffix if he wrote it, l'shem avay dezara, or maybe wrote it stam, that it's still kasha. Nimsa biyad min, if you only find it biyad min, we don't know for sure he wrote it. We just find the cipher there, so we also have a doubt. Maybe he did not write it, maybe somebody good wrote it, so it's a doubtful if the cipher is good or not. Then again, yignois is supposed to bury the cipher. What about Nimsa Beirat Chavim? You find it Beirat Chavim? Amrlo Yignes, some people say still you should be gone as it misafik. For Amrlo Karimboy, some say no, you're allowed to read from it. Like since you only found it by a guy, sounds like a sveik sveiko. Maybe even if he wrote it L'Shem Shemayim. And maybe he didn't write it, maybe he got it from somebody else. So therefore we have like a sveik sveiko. Now, Sefer Torah Shekosvim Chavim, the Gemara says, now, Sefer Torah shekos v'avi chovim. A Sefer Torah that a guy wrote, it's a machloikis. Toni chode, one brayser we learned yisorif. You're supposed to burn that Sefer Torah. V'tan yidach yignas, you're supposed to bury it. V'tan yidach karimboy, you're allowed to use it and read it. So Rosh Hashanah Lakash does no stira. Hode tanya yisorif reb lezehi. Tiyo mas tam machshebos v'avi chovim l'avos v'chovim. He always says, tam a guy, his machshebos v'avoy dezorah. So if he wrote the Sefer Torah, most probably wrote it the Shema Avodah Zorah, therefore we have to burn it. For all the Tanya Yigna, that we say if Stamag Goy writes it, you just have to bury it. Hai Tanu goes according to this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Rav Hamnuna Bre the Rav Mipash Runya, that Sefer Torah Tfilna Mezuzas, Shekosvan, Shadi Gorosia Min, Ulmosar, Ovikachovin, the Eved Isha, the Kotan, the Kusi, Rasvi Yisrael Mumor, the Locher is Tzulim. Kids, a person that doesn't do mitzvahs, if he writes to say, Sefer Torah is possible. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Ukshar te muchsavtem. You should put on tefillin, and then you should write the tefillin. So a dashing like this, Kol Sheyeshna Bekshira, whoever is bechlal the mitzvah, putting on tefillin, and does the mitzvah, in other words, an Isha is potter from the mitzvah, and his Mumor doesn't do the mitzvah. So, they cannot write a Sefer Torah. Only somebody that puts on tefillin, Yeshna B'Ksiva, he could write a tefillin. Tefillin and mezuzah and Sefer Torah will have the same halacha. But v'chol she'ena b'kshira, anybody that doesn't do the kshira, put on tefillin, either because they're pot like an ish, like a goy, or else they're a muma, they don't do the mitzvah, is ena b'ksiva. They can't write tefillin, mezuzah and Sefer Torah. So therefore, if a guy wrote a Sefer Torah, he owes the Sefer Torah is possible. That's why Yignas is supposed to bury it. For the Tanya Kurenvoy, that the Brisa said, no, a third Shita, that you're allowed to use the Sefer Torah that a guy wrote, and you can learn from it. Hi Tanya, that's according to this Tanya. The Tanya will learn like this. Loichin Svarim Menadzu Kechavim. Nechom Mokam. You're allowed to buy Svarim a Sefer Torah off a guy any place. Ubavad Shiek Suvim Kilchosan. As long as it was written, Kilchosan, the right way, But this time holds, Stam Goy does not write the Shem Avodah Zarah. Like, what is he writing a Sefer Torah for? So Mel, if he's writing a Sefer Torah, most probably was written, okay. Or Maisa once happened, Be'er V'kechov V'mechot B'tzidon, living in Tzidon. Shoy Koysev Svarim, he wrote Sefer Torahs, V'hitter Shuman Amliya Likach V'menu. And Shuman Amliya was Mata to buy the Sefer Torah and use it from him. So where's the Kasha? If Shuman Amliya, how could that be? Ibad L'shmon Boy. We know his sheet, the reason that the parchment you use to make a Sefer Torah, the Ibu, when you make over the skin, it has to be made Lishma, the Shem Sefer Torah. So he needs that, and you're telling me now, Ksivu Lishma Leboi, but here you're telling me if a guy writes the Sefer Torah, like for sure he didn't write it Lishma. So it's like, how could it be kosher then? Like you're telling me you don't need Lishma, why don't you need Lishma? So my answer is, Tatani will learn like this. Tzifon Zog, if you cover over your tefillin, you put gold on top of your tefillin. Oy shetola aleyem or, beima tmei, was used for the batim, the skin of a beima tmei, psulos, the tefillin is psal. What about or beima Torah, ksheris? Anytime you use kosher skin, skin of an animal that's kosher, then you could use that skin to make the batim, the holders for the tefillin. V'yafa pishla yibdin lishmon. Even though you didn't work over the skin, lishmon l'shem mitzvah tefillin. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymano, afilu or behema Torah. Even if you want to use the skin of a cow, psulais. Sheyavdin lishmon, until you have to make an ibud lishmon, you have to work it over lishmon. So that's the kasha. How could Reb Shimon ben Gamliel hold that the ibud, the working of the part of the skin, has to be done lishmon? And how could you tell me though, then if a guy writes it, it's kasha? It doesn't make sense. If the working on the skin has to be done lishmon, then for sure the ksiv with the writing of the tefillin or mezuzah sefer Torah should have to be done lishmon. So my answer is Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel beger shechazal lesuroi. We're talking about now he's a ger, he's a Jew. He was mezgai already, but he's chazal lesuroi, changing his mind back to go back lesuroi. So Mar Zvi Amar lesuroi, if his mamish being a noisvorf now, going back to be an avodah zarah, his koshkan evelay min. Then he's called the min, and for sure he's writing it then, L'shem Avodah Zarah. So Amar Rav Ashi says like this, what he meant to say is, She'choyza l'suray mishom yira. He's going back because he's afraid that maybe the goyim will kill him. That's all. So the kitzur, what it means to say is, this ger, since he knows the halacha, that it's supposed to be done l'shmon, he'll still do it l'shmon. He doesn't keep mitzvahs right now, it's because he's afraid of the goyim, afraid he'll be killed. But since he knows the halacha is, it's considered he's going to do it l'shmon. When you do buy the svarim off the goyim, you're allowed to pay like $1 more. Tarpik is a seller, a certain amount, a certain coin. Even though the Mishnah says you can't buy it at a higher price, but one coin value more you're allowed to. My tarpik, what is this? Amar sheshes istura, this coin. This much to let you spend a little bit more. Hayit Yosef was an Arab. The Icy Chaisa de Tfili Thiasa lady, an Arab lady. The Asya Chayisa de Tfili Lakaima de Baya. She brought a sack of tfilin in front of Abaya. And Omar law, Abaya said to her, Yoivisli Resha Resh Batamri. I'll give you dates for this bag of tfilin. So Imole Zero. She got very angry. That's all you're going to give me? I want money. I don't want dates. So she got very angry at him. Shokla, she took it. Shadisino ben Hor, she threw it into the river. So Abaye said, Lo yiboyli lizazolino piyapa kulihai. Like he felt bad. He was mezalzen in the tefillin. Like he shouldn't have done this. Even though you don't have to pay more money, but he should have at least offered the right amount of money, and then she would have accepted, and he would have had this bag of tefillin. Mishnah says, if a person hears a bad rumor about his wife, that she was a zayin, she has nus, so because of that he wants to give her a get, he can do it, but the loch is, lo yachzer, he should know he's not allowed to remarry her later. Even if lady finds out that the rumor is false, she didn't have any nus, still he's not allowed to remarry him with the rabbonim. It's a gzera. We soon see. Mishum neder. Let's say the same thing. A husband hears that his wife has a lot in the dorm, so he doesn't like her. He gives her a get. So The Lachr is Layachtim, even if later he finds out that he could have been matted in the Dorm, or even if she is matted in the Dorm later, the husband cannot take her back. Yeah, you do him like this. Kol Nedesh Shiyodah Barav. If the Nedesh was made in front of the Rav, and the Rav know about it, Samel, there's no way to be matted that Nedesh Layachtim. Then you can't return her. But for Shaloy Yodah Rav, the Rav did not know about the Nedesh, then Yachtim. Then he has a right to return her. Reb Meir him like this. Kol neder shetzorach hakiras chacham, any neder you need a chacham to be matter with a hakira, lo yachzer, then you can't remarry later. But for shena sorach hakiras chacham, yachzer. Omer Reb Lezer, lo yosu zel with neizer. Lezer says no, you only yachzer one because of the other one. The Reb Yosef Yehuda ma'isa tzidin bechot shomel ishtoi koinim emeini megar shechom. I'm making myself also teach fruits. If I don't give you a get, and then begir she gave her a get. For the tiruach chomer shechzven, the chomer said he's allowed to remarry you. But they take it early. I'll take it early. All right, we'll go into these first tomorrow. Go over again the Mishnah. Yehov memhei yamabeis by the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, "Hamoytzias ishtoi mishum shemra." If somebody gives his wife a get because there was a bad name going on, in other words, people said that she had znus, so therefore the husband didn't like it, so he gave her a get. So the locher is lo yachzer midrabon, and the locher is now he's not allowed to remarry her later on. And the Gemara will see it's a machlokes. One svar is we're afraid mishum kilkolam. That means we're afraid that maybe later on after she remarries, the first husband will feel bad that he gave her a get, and he'll find out that the rumor was not true, and he'll tell her, "No, I never meant to give you a get if the rumor is not true." So therefore, the first get won't be good. So the kids will be mamzerim. So therefore, we made a gzeri that we tell him, "No, if you give your wife a get, you're not going to be able to remarry her." So therefore, the person has to think about it twice, and if he still gives it to her, we say he really means to give her the get. The same thing, mishum neder lo yachzer. If your wife makes a neder and you don't like it, so you give her a get because of that, the same thing, we tell the men, you should know, you won't be able to remarry her anymore, midrabanan. Because otherwise, we're afraid that maybe later on, he'll find out that he could be matter the neder, and then he'll say, if I would have known that I could take off the neder, I would have never given you the get. So in the meantime, she remarried, so we're afraid that later he'll say the first get was no good, and it'll come out that she had no right to remarry, and the kids are mamzerim. So therefore again, we tell the husband, you should know, if you give your wife a get, because she makes too many nedarim, you should know lo yachzer. You're not going to be able to remarry her. Reb Yehuda Leimer, kol neder sheyodo boi rabim lo yachzer. Anytime what she made a neder, but rabim, that means people know about it. So the locher is, Reb Yehuda holds, that ein lo hafara, you can't be matir this, so therefore the locher is lo yachzer. So Rashi explains that according to Reb Yehuda, the reason is, not like we just said, mishum kukola, but rather he holds, it's not nice for noshim to be prutzos baroyis, but to be prutzos binadorim. So therefore, in order that benos Yisrael should not be prutzos binadorim, we don't want them to make nadorim. So therefore, we make a kenas for them that they should know, like, if you're going to make nadorim, and your husband is going to get angry at you and give you a get, you should know that's it. He won't be able to remarry you. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, what's called a pritzus in the Dorim? If she makes a neder, she yodah barab, means the rabbim know about it. That means like in front of the rabbim. Therefore, there's no heter to that neder. Therefore, it's a pritzus, so the husband cannot remarry her. But what about if she makes a private neder, that shelo yodah barabim, the rabbim does not, and she did not do it in front of the rabbim, therefore that's not such a pritzus, because that neder, you could be matter the neder. Therefore he says, yachzer, in such a case you are allowed to remarry her later. We don't make this kanas, she didn't do that bit of an avera. Rabbi Meir, says, no, that kol neder shetzorach hachichakiras chocham, lo yachzer. Any type of a neder that the husband himself cannot be matarit, but rather you have to go to a chochem to be matarit, like you have to go to Bezdin. The chochem should be matarit, then we have this takon of lo yachzer. He's not allowed to remarry her. So Rashi says, because Rameya also holds the time of Lajatanakama, Mishim Kukula. We're afraid that maybe later on the husband will feel bad and like say he never meant to give her a get. So therefore the svar is like this.
a neder that the husband himself could be mefer. So then you don't have the svara. Like, everybody knows that you could be made for a neder. So if the husband was not made for it, then we say he really means it, and therefore the get is a good get now. So even if he remarries a later, there won't be any problems. But if it's a neder that the husband cannot be mefer, you have to go to a chacham, then the husband later could come up and say, if I would have known that a chacham could be matter the neder, I would have never given you the get. So therefore it's possible to have a kukula. So that's where Meir Svar that says, kol neder shetzorach chakiras chacham, any neder that the husband cannot do, but you have to go to a chacham, lo yachzer. Then the knas that the husband cannot remarry you back later. So that he should not come later to complain to say, if I would have known that a chacham could be matter this neder, I would have never given you the get. And then the kids will be mamzerim. But what about v'shein etzorach chakiras chacham? Let's say it's a neder that the husband himself could have been mefer, but the husband was not mefer, he let the neder go, and therefore he's giving her a get. So that we say yachzer. Here there's no knas. Here if the husband later wants to, he could remarry her. Because we're not afraid of anything. The husband can't say, if I would have known. Because everybody knows that you could be made for your wife's nadarim. This is what a may holds. Omer Reblezer, Blezer says not like that. That le'osru zeh elevith meizeh. Blezer says just the opposite. That even a neder that the husband could be mayfair, also we have to be afraid. Maybe the husband now does not know about it, and later on when he finds out, he'll feel bad, and he says, I never meant to give the neder. But the opposite, a neder that the husband cannot be mayfair, just you have to go to a chacham, on that really Rebbe Lez holds, there should be no knas. And we'll see in the Gemara why. But still he says, the asid, it made a knas, even if the wife made a neder that needs a chacham, ought to a neder that the husband himself could be mayfair. Because Rav Lez holds a svara that a husband would never want to see his wife go to Bezdin to get a heter. It's a bizoyin to make your wife go to Bezdin. So therefore, even though he finds out later that a chacham could be matter the neder, he would not want something like that to happen. So therefore, we're not afraid of a kukula. It's only by the nedarim that you yourself could be made for, then the husband could say later, if I would have known that I could do it, I would have never given you the get. And therefore we're afraid that when she remarries later, he'll make the kids mamzerim. So therefore we'll make a kenas now, the first husband cannot remarry her. And Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa once happened a story, that Sidon, in a place Sidon, Biyechwa, one man, Shaom al Yishtoi, that the husband said to his wife, Koinen, I'm making like an Issa Neder, im eini megar shechav, I don't give you a get. He made a neder, and the Gemara says he made a neder to say, if I don't give you a get, it's also for me to eat any paris in the world. Now the girsha, so later he listened to his neder and he gave her a get. So halacha is, v'tiru lo chachom mashiach zirenu. Here there's halacha, the husband is allowed to remarry her. Here there's no problems of a kukula, therefore chorat pshita, the husband could remarry her. And the Mishnah ends off, mipnei tikkun olam. So the Gemara will explain, what does it mean to tikkun olam here? This is a pashut svara that the husband could remarry her. So the Gemara will see what the tikkun olam is. But it goes back to the Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah. That the first halacha, that if you give your wife a get because of a moitzi shemra, or because of a neder, there's this tikkun olam to say, you're not allowed to remarry her. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, V'usha Amalot, the whole knas of the Mishnah only applies if when the husband gives his wife the get, he tells her at that time, that Mishum shemra ni masyecha. You should know the reason why I'm giving you the get, is because I heard bad rumors about you that you were a zayna, or else mishum neder.